from the GPB Newsroom. I'm Taylor Gant. A state-funded maternal mortality study is in jeopardy due to proposed budget cuts from Governor Brian Kemp. The state awarded the Morehouse School of Medicine $500,000 to research the epidemic, but Kemp ordered budget cuts to all state agencies last month. According to the Georgia Recorder, the State Department of Community Health plans to pull the grant as part of their cuts. A spokesperson for the university says Morehouse will continue to pursue the research with or without state funding. GPB is a state agency funded in part by the state of Georgia. Two machines used to check voters into their voting location have been stolen from an Atlanta precinct. The theft occurred just hours before local elections began on Tuesday. Secretary of State spokeswoman Tess Hammack says Fulton County and Atlanta police are investigating the break-in at Grove Park Recreation Center. Hammack says replacement machines were deployed and that the election was not affected. The machines, which are password protected, contain voter names, addresses, dates of birth, and license numbers. State officials are in the process of replacing Georgia's current outdated voting machines and aim to have the new system ready by March. Governor Brian Kemp is asking Georgians who think they have what it takes to become a U.S. senator to apply online. Kemp, who will soon appoint a replacement for retiring Senator Johnny Isaacson, launched a website yesterday where applicants can submit resumes and fill out a questionnaire. The governor says the move will help ensure that the appointment is, quote, open and transparent. Whoever Kemp appoints would need to defend the seat in a November 2020 special election. Emory University is investigating the use of a racial slur against African Americans by two law professors. According to the AJC, the adjunct professors used the word in separate classes earlier this month. The university said a student confronted one of them during class, which prompted an apology. One of the professors says he used the term while discussing how Native Americans were depersonalized during a class on federal Indian law and policy. For more news, visit our website, gpbnews.org.